Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan and you. You can visit PenFed.org for details. Joining us right now, it's our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. He's the host of CBS Eye on Fantasy Football. You can listen to that Saturday nights, 10 to midnight, right here on 106.7 The Fan. Happy Thanksgiving, Dave.
Happy Thanksgiving, junkies. And it's an exciting time. We've got football tomorrow, three games, so the fantasy slate gets kicked off nice and early. Don't forget to set your lineups, and that includes you, Cakes. Got to make sure you get your lineup set in our league, where I still quite can't catch you. You're still ahead of me by a few points. I don't think your team is a paper champion anymore. I think you're legit.
Cakes and Mikey's Bitcoiners have been doing a lot with not a lot of talent, is the way I would describe it. It's the best way to do it.
Who are the spare parts you picked up who are carrying you, Cakes?
It might be, but you've scored the second most points of anybody in the league. You've got eight wins, so you're headed to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we're in the same division, and I'm behind you by 4 points. It's no matter what I do, no matter what I move, I pull off, I can't quite catch you.
When Deshaun Watson went down, we scooped up Jared Goff, and he's helped
nice.
Us through some of the lean times with Watson sideline. So I guess that's like a big free agent pickup.
Yep.
That's helped.
He and Carson Wentz are probably, and Deshaun Watson was too. Like, those three were amazing quarterbacks that have helped fantasy owners this year.
And by the way, Goff has a nice and tasty matchup this Thanksgiving weekend against the Saints.
Yes. It wasn't until the Saints started taking on some injuries on their defense.
Right.
And so their best pass rusher is out for the year. Their best cornerback, who's the rookie, doesn't look like he's going to play, Marshawn Lattimore. So there's a real good chance here. You kind of wish you had Robert Woods, who was on my team in that league. Robert Woods has really been an outstanding player, too. Without him, it's going to be interesting to see how Jared Goff does.
You know what? Since you mentioned Goff, I have him on one of my leagues. I also have Kirk Cousins. Now, I'm leaning Cousins this week, but what would you do?
I would also go with Cousins. I just think that the way that this offense is structured now in Washington, you're going to get a lot of Samaje Perine running the football, but Cousins is just making plays regardless of who's around him. It's been very exciting to see. I'm looking at my rankings now. I've got Goff ranked way too low. I think I got to move him up higher than where I am. I'm 15th. You'll probably see me move him up before the games start tomorrow. But I'm never going to move him ahead of Kirk Cousins, at least not this week.
Who's done more with less than Kirk Cousins? No running game to speak of. No receivers, really, to speak of. Who's done more with less? No offensive line. No consistency there.
To me, that's the key, is the offensive line. And the fact that guys have been shuffled in and out. There was the week at Seattle where he basically was playing behind a full backup unit. And now he's going to be without two guys on that starting line for the rest of the season. And one of the backups to those guys is already banged up. It's incredible, and it makes you wonder, maybe he is worth all the money that he's trying to get. Maybe he is that franchise quarterback, after all, that Washington's been after for so long. So as interesting as this season has been for Washington, the offseason is going to be just as interesting. Can't wait to see where Cousins winds up.
Dave, you mentioned Perine getting a heavy load, and that is to be expected. I have one league which I care about, where I basically have four running backs that are about the same, and I got to play one of these guys, Perine, Burkhead, Darkwa, and Drake. What would you do this weekend?
I think Perine's at the top of that list, and I think Dark was second. One trend that I've always stuck with when it comes to these short week Thursday games is that running backs tend to get healthier on their own before an entire defense gets healthier. Remember, these guys are playing 3-4 days after they just got done with a game, and so the running back rests up. A running back's game plan really doesn't change from week to week, and especially the fact that they're playing at home, I think that makes a big difference for them. So I think Perine's going to have an excellent game against the Giants. I also think Darkwa could have a pretty good game, and both of these guys have been playing well recently. Perine last week, Darkwa the last 2 weeks. Wouldn't surprise me one bit if both of them ended up scoring and getting 15-plus carries, which is the kind of thing you want from a fantasy running back.
Dave, let me ask you a few quick wide receiver questions. Chris Hogan, when can we expect him to return to the Pats lineup? And second and most important, how did you let me scoop up Kenny Golladay in our league? You had a full-blown love affair with that guy. He's finally healthy. I don't know how he was out there, how he wasn't on Dave's squad.
He was at one point. I think I drafted him, and yeah. And I had to let him go because he was hurt, and I still think a time will come later this year where Kenny Golladay will be good, but nothing like what we saw in week one when he had two touchdowns. I think that might be the best that it gets for Kenny this year. And I like that you're asking me a question about Chris Hogan, Cakes. I like that you think that I have the answer to a Patriots injury. You know, the Patriots so forthcoming with all of their injury information. I'm surprised you don't even know. I'm joking. No one knows. The Patriots are jerks about it. And until we see Chris Hogan back on the practice report as a limited participant, as a full participant, I would expect him to not be available for fantasy owners.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. We got Dave Richard from CBS Sports. Who's up?
Go to Sean in Crofton. Hey, Sean, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up? Hey.
Hey, I have Amari Cooper and a tight end, Hunter Henry. I just want to know which quarterback should I start, Carr or Rivers?
I would go with Rivers this week. Derek Carr's track record against Denver is very, very bad, even in games at home. The Broncos are a team that's desperate for a win. I thought they were going to get a win last week against Cincinnati. They couldn't pull it out. They've changed offensive coordinators. I think their defense will be pumped by the offense playing better. You're going to see a lot of changes for that Denver offense this week, and I just can't trust Derek Carr against them.
All right, who's up next?
All right, thank you, Sean. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave. I'm 9-2. I'm in a 12-team standard league, so I'm in the playoffs. I'm looking ahead, and I got Kelvin Benjamin. The quarterback situation is scaring me so much. I'm thinking about dropping him for Corey Davis. What do you think about that?
I don't necessarily dislike it, especially since there's a chance that Kelvin Benjamin, we don't know when he's going to come back and play. I think that there's a real chance here that he misses a game, three games, potentially the rest of the season. The Bills have made some really peculiar choices when it comes to their roster. So I see where you're coming from on that. I think Davis has his best game of the season this week against Indianapolis. The way that the Colts secondary lines up, I think you're going to see a favorable matchup for Davis. Good daily play this week. If you're into daily, I think that Corey Davis is someone who should be in your lineup. And, yeah, I think people should still try and get him off the waiver wire because the best is yet to come.
Thanks, Steve.
I am into daily, in case you didn't know this, Dave. I'm into the daily fantasy sports.
Sure.
Let's go to Jeff in Bethesda. Jeff, you're on with Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
Hey, Dave. I've got your fantasy rankings for PPR leagues up right now. I'm staring at them, and Jason Witten has been killing me this year. And if I don't win this week, I'm out of the playoffs. I was wondering if I should pick up one of these several guys on the waiver wire. And if so, should I drop Witten or somebody like Dede Westbrook or Williams from the Packers? So Henry's available. Clay is available. O.J. Howard, Croft, or Ebron?
I like the first two guys that you mentioned, so I would go ahead and drop Westbrook and Witten for them. I think Charles Clay, now that he's back, and now that – listen, I don't know for sure that Tyrod Taylor's back. We'll probably get the word on that today, but I would expect that the Bills wouldn't be total lunkheads and go back to a guy that threw five interceptions and a half. That would be pretty stupid. They would look terrible. I think Tyrod Taylor and Charles Clay is a great connection, especially if Kelvin Benjamin doesn't come back for Buffalo. You're going to see that grow exponentially, and the numbers are going to be huge. And Witten might be asked to block more now that that offensive line, kind of some questions in Dallas. We don't know if Tyron Smith is going to play. He's made a huge difference in how they operate, and Witten's numbers just haven't been good. I totally understand getting away from him.
Who do you like more, Clay or Vernon Davis?
Davis. Davis has probably the best matchup on the board. He's taken on a Giants defense that's allowed a touchdown to a tight end in 9 games. And in the one game where they didn't, it was last week against Kansas City. Travis Kelce had over 100 yards. Kelce also threw an interception in the game, so he didn't get you double digits in fantasy points. But I don't think Vernon Davis is going to throw an interception anytime soon.
No.
I can't help but think that everybody's at Redskins Park right now scheming up Vernon Davis to find a way into the end zone on Thursday.
Dave, this seems like a grasper move. Should I pick up Andy Dalton and start him over Goff because he's facing the Browns this week?
Absolutely. And Dalton has a nice track record against Cleveland, and the Browns' pass defense is terrible. Their run defense is actually really good. And Dalton last week played pretty well, all things considered. Tough matchup on the road at Denver, came through, and I think he can come through again this week. Goff without Robert Woods, big question mark about how he'll do. I think Dalton is a very good start this week.
All right, let's go to Evan in Ashburn. Evan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, same you too,
hey,
man.
I got five guys. I got to sit one, so it's a pretty good fantasy problem. I got A.J. Green. I got Doug Baldwin. I got Thielen. And then I got Kamara, and I got McCaffrey as tight ends. And I just want to maximize points because we got a bonus for the most points in the league.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great job with your team. McCaffrey's the guy I'm sitting. I know that he's been very exciting to watch, but you just have this unfortunate problem of being too good at fantasy football. Your roster is loaded, and I can't tell you to sit those other guys, so McCaffrey's the one who goes down.
Time now for the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Speed Round. No small talk. No happy Thanksgiving, Dave. No trade questions. No dumb questions. One question
Can
only.
Can I throw in a new rule?
Sure.
No bragging about your team. Mentioning guys that you know you're going to start just to mention them.
Yeah, we don't have time for
just
that.
Just get to the decision.
Yes. Here we go.
All right.
Hope the listeners are up for it.
Let's go to Jake. Jake, speed round, go.
Lamar Miller, Samaje Perine, or Darkwa? I need two out of the three.
I'm sitting Miller.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to JaVale. JaVale, speed round, go.
He said and stumbled.
Okay.
Sorry, you have to be ready.
Let's go to Kevin Fairfax. Speed round, go.
No PPR, point per carry, McKinnon, Collins, or Morris?
I'm going to go Morris.
Had 90 yards, right? This past
week.
I think
he's going to have a monster game.
Yep.
I think he goes off on the Chargers.
Ooh.
Let's go to Wilson in Arlington. Speed round, go.
PPR, Keenan Allen, Sterling Shepard, or Evan Ingram?
Ingram.
I'm going to sneak one in. Two of four. Diggs, Schuster, Robbie Anderson, Funchess.
Wow. They're all kind of ranked together.
I know.
I think I'm going to go with Schuster and Funchess.
All right, let's go to Tom. Speed round, go.
Goff or Roethlisberger?
Big Ben.
Let's go to Nate. Speed round, go.
Marquise Lee or Mike Wallace?
Wallace is a big-time sleeper this week.
Oh. I love these nuggets.
Let's go to Patrick. Speed round, go.
Deion Lewis or Tevin Coleman?
Coleman.
Let's go to Mark. Speed round, go. You're on with Dave Richard.
Amari Cooper or Juju Schuster?
Juju.
And let's go to Rob. Speed round.
Damian Williams or James White?
Hey.
What the hell, is that guy on an airplane? What is that? Williams is who you go with.
Last but not least, we have to go to John. John DePompa.
John, who, by the way, I ran into right outside of 106.7 The Fan a few days ago on the way to his gig.
You did?
Yes. He almost ran me over in the crosswalk.
Guys,
hey, thanks, EB, for punching me up. Because you look slightly less homeless than EB, by the way.
Thank you, guys.
I'm in a league where I get points for things that James Richards hates. Who's Dave Richards hate more? This awkward force zing every week or running back by committee?
Dave, you can actually answer that one. What do you hate more?
I zone out when I hear John call. What did he ask?
So I guess. Awkward.
Hey, happy
calls.
Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yeah, it's the awkward call, clearly.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Happy Thanksgiving, pal.
All right, Dave. Thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving. Of course, people can listen to him right here on The Fan. Saturday nights, 10 to midnight for CBS Eye on Fantasy Football.
It's coming down to the wire, Dave.
Is that going to become Entercom Eye on Fantasy Football?
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. It's a good question.
All right. That's Dave Richard talking fantasy football. You can always tweet him at Dave Richard. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.